Welcome to the Tulsa Music Stream. And now, your host, Scott and Janice Squires. You want the dirt? You've got it.
Welcome to Tulsa Music Stream, guys. We wish you all a very happy Memorial Day today. Thank you for tuning in on a holiday. We normally do not broadcast on holidays, but when you can talk to Biff Byford from Saxon, that's what you do. So we're on today, and we're looking very forward to being joined by him in moments. This is Tulsa Music Stream, episode 108. And again, the legendary Biff Byford of Saxon will be on with us in just a moment. We appreciate everybody tuning in. As we always tell you guys, you can always catch us live or on replay on all of our video platforms, which include YouTube, Facebook, X, and Twitch. We're so excited because on YouTube, we're only 10 away from that magical 1,000 viewer mark, and we are working hard to get there. So if 10 of you watching today that haven't subscribed yet can go over there and subscribe, you'll get us to that 1,000 per view. What do you call it? 1,000 subscriber. Jeez, I don't normally do the intro, so I'm not very good at it. So if you go over there and subscribe, you'll help us get to our next goal, which is 1,000 subscribers. If audio is your thing, maybe you want to listen in the car, you can catch us on Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Again, we thank you guys for tuning in. It's good to see you all in here. Elizabeth Talcott, Jute Masters, Will Ashwood, you're watching from YouTube. That's so cool. We appreciate you tuning in. I've seen other people in here as well. Thank you guys so much for being with us. How are you doing today, Scott?
I'm doing good. And, you know, just hit that notification bell and the subscribe and hit like. And, yeah, you know, the more we get on those on YouTube, it helps promote, yes, the artists that we have on doing these interviews and everything. So it helps us, it helps them, it helps everybody. So, and it gets it spinning around there in the YouTube
world, right, universe. And there's a lot going on in that universe. So,
but yeah, but as always, we're also on TikTok and Instagram, and we do our little shorts on YouTube, yeah, as well. So you can always follow and friend us there on those pages. And like she said, all the little podcast platforms is, way if you're going into work and then you're like, don't get a chance to hear us on an interview and you listen to us on Spotify and all those others.
Yeah. Yeah. There's all kinds of ways to tune into the show. We appreciate your support. I'm going to let Scott work on dialing Biff up. He's actually going to be joining us by phone today. It's easier for him to do phone when he's on the road than it is doing Zoom. So we're just going to do it the old school way and get Biff Byford on here in just a moment. Thank you again for watching. We appreciate you all tuning into Tulsa Music Stream. We await.
Hello.
Hey, Biff, this is Scott from Tulsa Music Stream.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay.
Yeah. So you're in Texas, I see.
Yeah, we're just in Austin in Cedar Park.
Very good. Well, Biff, you're talking to two of us today. You were just speaking with Scott. My name is Jana. There's two of us here, and we are here to help promote what you guys have going on. It's an exciting time in the Saxon camp. You guys are currently on the Hellfire and Chaos tour, and like Scott said, you're in Texas for the next 5 shows. Tonight you're at the Hot Spot down there in Cedar Park. Tell us how the U.S. tour has been going for you guys so far.
I've been doing great, actually. I mean, the new album, Saxon album, Hellfire Damnations, you know, we seem to be selling a lot more on this album than the ones before. We're signing a lot of copies. So, yeah, it's going really well. Great promotion. And, it's a good package, I think. You know, it's like a more 70s rock and some 80s metal, you know.
Yeah, you've been touring with Judas Priest a little while ago, and of course you did the tour, what was their last album, Judas Priest's Hellfire, or I forget, anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, you came here in Tulsa, we saw that tour, and but you guys are going back on the road with Judas Priest again with Uri Heep, and are you excited to get back on tour with those guys?
Yeah, we do these 4 shows in Texas, and then we're off back to Europe. We have 4 or 5 days off, and then we start again in Spain with Judas Priest.
Yeah, it was.
The, we got a lot of headline festivals in Europe as well.
Yeah, it was the Firepower Tour. Yeah, the Firepower Tour. That was what I was looking at.
Yeah, that was the one we did in 2018-19. And we were on the Thunderbolt album, I think, then.
Yes,
and,
that's
right. We had an album in between that called Carpe Diem.
Yeah.
So yes. We've been pretty busy, you know, pretty busy.
I'm curious about one thing, Biff. You know, the United States has been dealing with significant inflation amounts over the last few years, and I'm pretty sure that you guys are feeling the inflated cost of things while you're touring here in the U.S. Has it been kind of a struggle to keep the touring costs down where you guys can still keep things at a profitable level?
Yeah, it's pretty expensive coming into America. I mean, obviously the visas are expensive. Really expensive for the crew and everything, and the band. So yeah, it's pretty all right. You know, we don't get a lot of hotels. We travel on the bus a lot. So yeah, we can pretty much keep it together. You know, we the merchandising helps a lot.
Yes.
And so yeah, we can pretty much tour on a fairly good level. We're hoping to come back in November and do the West Coast of America. We are not doing the West Coast on this one. So we'll keep our fingers crossed for that.
Definitely. We're so glad you guys are here. It's such a treat to get to see you here in the States. And I want to talk a little bit. You mentioned Hellfire and Damnation. It is an amazing album. Guys, that album is out now. If you go to Saxon747.com, you can order it and check it out. I want to talk about Andy Sneap, because anybody who knows modern metal producers, they know what a talent Andy Sneap is, and he's been working with you guys on for several years now. Tell us what Andy brings to the table for Saxon that maybe some of the previous producers weren't able to bring that he does bring.
Well, he's a guitar player. Well, so he brings a lot to the table as far as guitars go. Me and Andy's been working together quite some time. We've done a lot of projects together, you know. So different singing projects. So he knows my voice pretty well, and he knows what makes Saxon tick. And the first album he did was called Sacrifice, I think,
yes,
which was album 20, which is like 2013. So we've been working with him quite a long time. So he doesn't really interfere too much in the songwriting, but he gets great sounds, and he tries to keep sounding as sort of wild and as passionate as possible. That's the secret of it.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, something with Saxon, it's always been from day one, is the amazing guitar sounds that you guys have always had on all your records. Every time you play live, you know, from all the way from Graham Oliver, Paul Quinn, all those guys. He just recently retired, and you had to bring in Brian Tatler from Diamond Head. How's that going? And he sounds great. How's the chemistry?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's great. You know, he co-wrote three albums, three songs on the new album with us. And, I mean, he's a bit of a legend in his own right, Brian. So people are really pleased that he's in the band, actually. And they can get to see him play, you know. So, yeah, he's fitted in really well. He's actually loving it. So he's finding it hard work touring on this level. But, he's doing really well. And I think we're really lucky to have him in the band now.
Yeah.
He's really good.
Now, I know Paul Quinn played on the record on a few songs. Have you heard from him in recent days? Is he doing okay?
Yeah, we talk to him regularly. You know, he drops us... keeps dropping us, Instagram messages and things. So, yeah, we're in touch with him all the time, really. So, we're pretty close friends, and we sort of help him promote his projects, you know, his bands and things. So, yeah, we're still pretty close.
Yeah,
that's great. There's another thing that we're really excited that's coming out. There's going to be a coffee table book coming out in July that's going to be done by Rufus Publications. It's called Saxon Through the 80s. How did this come about? Because this is going to be a real great collector's item for the big-time Saxon fan.
To tell you the truth, I don't really know too much about it, actually. Somebody sent me a link a couple of days ago. I was like, oh, that looks really good. So I don't really know that much about it, to tell you the truth. So, you know, I'm going to have to get one just same as everybody else.
Well, it looks amazing. We're definitely looking forward to picking that up.
Yeah, you've had such a luxurious career. You know, you're touring with so many great bands like Iron Maiden and Ozzy with Randy Rhoads. Did you realize Randy's greatness early on?
Yeah, we knew he was a great player. Yeah, I mean, he came jamming in the dressing room a few times with us on that tour, and he was a big fan. You know, he's of that age where, you know, he was. He was around in the 80s and knew all the bands, and he knew what Saxon was doing. He was pretty sussed, and so did Ozzy, really. So, you know, that band of first band he had with Rudy Sarzour, and it was a great band, actually. And we'd go and watch them every night. They were on before us on that show. We were pretty big then. I think Sharon wanted Ozzy to play in front of some, you know, big audiences with the new band. So they came on tour with us. It was pretty special, really.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's got to be a memory for sure to always think about. Now, I did see that your show that you had, the Saxon Get Your Act Together, that was with Harvey Goldsmith, the promoter there. Was there anything that you learned from that and maybe you're still applying today?
No, it was just one of those silly TV programs, you know, that we did. I think it did us a lot of good in the UK. It sort of brought us back into people's minds again, you know, after the 80s. And I think all in all, it worked out pretty well for Saxon, really.
But gosh, it must have been, was it frustrating while you were going through it? Because to me, I was watching this guy try to meld Saxon into something that they really weren't. It's kind of like trying to get AC/DC to change their formula. Was that a pretty tense experience for you guys?
Well, it ended up being a battle between me and Harvey, really. Yeah. You know, he wanted us to change, and we said, no. We're not going to turn into Green Day or something like that. You know, we're a British heavy rock metal band, and that's what we are, and that's what we're going to stay. So sod off.
And I think
it was pretty good fun, actually. You know,
good fun. That's good to hear. And you know, that's what's so great about what's going on with you guys now is that you still are Saxon, but yet, you know, the album's coming out. There is a modern sound, but yet it hasn't veered off too far from who you guys really are. So I feel like you're at the top of your game now.
Yeah, we probably, yeah, in the album writing department, we are. I mean, this new album is, I think it's a fantastic album. And I think, you know, Brian brought something to the table as well. And, you know, he works really well with Doug, you know, our sort of, you know, the guitarist that's been there for ages. So, yeah, the partnership between Douglas and Brian is great. And, you know, I think that's made a big difference to this album.
Sure. Hey, I hope you have time for a couple of viewer comments and questions. We'll make this quick because we know you don't have a ton of time today. But our good friend Wayne Adams, he's a big Saxon fan. He says, out of all the new wave of heavy metal bands, Saxon has consistently put out great music. The mighty Saxon indeed. And then our friend Dax Anderson has a question for you. He says, what are some items that are on a Saxon tour rider that might surprise us? No tongue-in-cheek answers, please.
There's not a lot of things on there that would surprise him, really. I mean, we have a lot of red wine. We have like five or six bottles of red wine. We have rum. We have two types of rum. We have spice rum, and because we're a little bit like pirates, aren't we, really, on the road? So we like the rum, and basically there's 12 of us on the bus, and most nights are party nights, you know, so we do get through a lot of booze, but I don't think there's anything the title is special on the rider. Sure. I mean, we have English tea. English tea is what we have.
Okay.
We get some Fiji chips or Yorkshire tea if we can get it. Yeah. We can't always get it, but it's nice if we can get it, you know. We like it in the morning for our breakfast.
There you go.
You know, the questions that always come to you guys is how are the fans reacting to the new songs and all that stuff? I want to ask, how are the newer fans reacting to the classics like Wheels of Steel, Denim and Leather, Crusader, and all those other classics you have on your set list?
Yeah, I mean, we're getting in a lot of, you know, if the age limits allow it in the theatres, then we're getting quite a lot of younger fans in their denim jackets, you know, in their battle jackets. And, singing along with all the old songs. I think if somebody gets into the, you know, some younger fan gets into the band now on Hellfire Damnation, you know, they can go back through the catalogue. It's all there, isn't it? They can buy it, they can stream it, they can watch it on YouTube.
Yeah.
So, you know, all our history is there for everybody to see. And I think a lot of young fans getting into saxophone like that. You know, they can go back and listen to Wheels of Steel and Denim and Leather and, you know, Pound the Glory and all those albums and, you know, get into it. So, yeah, a lot of the young fans are really getting off on the old songs, definitely.
Well, I think Denim and Leather is definitely one of the most positive heavy metal songs I've ever heard in my life. So it's just a great anthem, and everyone should always have that in their playlist. I do want to ask you a little bit how instrumental – I know Lemmy from Motorhead, and you guys went on the 1979 Bombers tour. How instrumental was he back then? And then you guys reunited, and 30 years later, and played some more shows. And actually, you know, right before his death, he you know, had to cancel some shows with Saxon. How instrumental was Lemmy for you personally?
He was very instrumental in our early career. You know, in 1979. We sort of had an album out, but it wasn't really... It's one of those albums where, you know, your first album, you tend to have a lot of songs on there that you've had around for years. So the first album came out. We did the Motorhead tour just before our second album came out, Wheels of Steel. So, you know, Lemmy would go out on stage and say, you know, these guys are fantastic, buy their album. Generally, do a lot of photographs with us, you know, for the press, because they were pretty big in the UK in 1979, Motorhead, one of the biggest bands, I think. And, he was very instrumental. And, you know, we stayed friends forever, really. They'd come and see us all the time. And, you know, we'd go see them. And we'd hang out in London together, you know, if we were in there at the same time. I used to go to his house sometimes. You know, so, yeah, we were pretty close, Saxon Motorhead. We sort of had a strong bond from 1970 until the end, really.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, I know you guys on this tour, you have your VIP packages, your meet and greets with both bands. Tell me a little bit about your VIP packages and what all does that include?
Well, it's pretty good, actually. You know, you just get to come in and... you know, we have a room, basically, and people come in and mill around and meet both bands. You know, we hang around and chat, ask questions about, you know, Saxon or Uriahe or both, you know, and then have a photograph taken with everybody, sign everything that they've brought. And then we have one big photograph together, and it's pretty good, actually. It's a pretty good, I think it's a good package. It's not really... too strict, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You don't have to make a queue and then see us, you know, we sort of pretty much all in a room together milling about, and you know, you can ask whatever questions you want to whatever member is your favorite, really.
You know, what's fascinating is how, you know, Motorhead and you guys you're part of the new wave of British heavy metal, you know. Today you have, you know, the big four with Metallica, Megadeth, Slayer, and Anthrax. And then, of course, recently we had Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison do their stadium tour. Wouldn't it have been amazing if four or five bands from the British heavy metal did a tour together? Would say like Iron Maiden, Motorhead, Def Leppard, Saxon, What an amazing tour that would be.
Well, it would be, yeah. I mean, the best one would be Maiden, Priest, Saxon, I think, you know, and maybe one more. That would be a great tour. Whether it'll ever happen or not, I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, let me read you one more comment from one of your fans here, Monty Humphrey. Says, Biff, you and the boys have inspired and influenced me since 1980. Thank you for all the great music and shows. Your perseverance shows the character. Keep on fighting the good fight. That's awesome. Very cool.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's great. We have some great fans, definitely.
Yes.
And, you know, that's what Denim and Leather is all about. And, you know, our fan base is growing in America, definitely. We see a big difference, you know, after COVID than before COVID. And, you know, like I said, the new album, we're still selling plenty of vinyls in America, and it's still rolling along. I think we've got a new video coming out maybe in the next 3 or 4 weeks. Okay. So, we're just going to keep pushing the album.
What's the video for?
I think the next one's probably going to be Pirates of the Airwaves.
Okay,
cool.
Very
cool.
Good.
Cool.
Yeah, the one about the pirate radio stations, yeah.
Ah, okay.
Very you know, cool. many say that the movie This Is Spinal Tap was, you know, with Harry Shearer, you know, used you guys as a reference, Saxon as a reference. But I do want to ask, has Saxon ever had a Hello Cleveland moment? Did you have, you know, any of those moments where you're walking?
Not really, no. Not one of them. I think that might have been off another band, but I think he modeled himself off our bass player, didn't he?
Yes.
That's what he did. The mustache and, you know, playing everything in, on one string with his other hand up in the air. So, yeah, you know, I mean, I love Spinal Tap. I mean, there's a lot of references. There's a few Black Sabbath things in there. I recognize them. A few of the band things. But it's just funny. I mean, people have to remember it. It's a film. It's not a documentary.
Sure.
Couple of songs I've noticed that are on your guys' set list this go around is Thunderbolt, which I love that album. I'm actually wearing the T-shirt. I love that tour. That was one of my favorite shows I've ever seen of Saxon. I got to open up with you guys at the IDL Ballroom, and I got to take some pictures with you and everything here in Tulsa. That was another amazing show. And of course, your performance at Rocklahoma was also amazing. But, you know, songs like Ride Like the Wind, the cover, and Thunderbolt, it's just great songs. Just love those songs.
Yeah, we've been playing, you know, I do a little request thing in the middle of the set sometimes. Ask the audience what they want to hear. And we've actually played Ride Like the Wind 2 or 3 times on this tour. So
wow.
I think people are sort of warming to that cover version we did.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great... It's a great rocking version, and it's a great American song, that song, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. I think, people, you know, Christopher Cross wrote a great song there. I think he is more singing about riding horses, but we're more on motorcycles and convertible cars in our Ride Like the Wind version. But, I think we did a good job changing it to a more rockier, more rockier feel than the sort of more jazz rocky feel that
for sure
he had with, you know.
I want to know what drives Saxon to continue to record albums. How important is it to still put out records? You've been doing it since 1975. You have many records out now, and I don't see no end to this.
No, I mean, we're already thinking about maybe writing the next one. You know, before Christmas, start writing. But, I mean, the fire behind it is all the songwriting, you know. I mean, we don't really want to just be known for our 80s hits. You know, we're songwriters, so we want to be putting out albums. It's what drives us, really. So, you know, obviously we could come to America and just play a greatest hits tour, you know, Denim and Leather, Wheels of Steel, and you know, all that, but it's not really what we do. You know, we really want to release albums, and I think it's the key, really, to keeping it all fresh. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's fantastic. I want to pick your brain. I always find it interesting to talk to people like yourself who have traveled such a journey and done so well in their careers. And, you know, we live in such a different world now than the world you guys grew up in. It's so hard for bands to get noticed and make it now. It's just a different world. When you have young musicians come to you and say, Biff, I want to take my band to the next level, what advice are you giving them to try to be successful in this line of work that's very competitive?
It is very competitive. And, you know, the thing is, you have to have a lot of luck as well.
Yes.
You know, you have to have obviously talented and everything else that goes with it. But, you know, the most important thing really is to come up with a song or a group of songs that people can get into, you know. It's very difficult. The Greta Van Fleet type thing, you know, where a band comes from nowhere and they sound like a certain other band and they become quite well known because of that. I think that's one way to go, you know. So I just think you have to come up with something that's a bit unique. It's really, really difficult to give anybody advice on writing songs, but yeah. I think it's all about writing songs, the image of the band, writing songs and delivering those songs live.
For sure.
In such a way that people go, Jesus, you know, this band are great. You know, that's the secret of them.
Sure.
And there has to be some charismatic thing that's happening in that band, whether it be a member or a group or, you know, just something that sets you apart from the from everybody else. That's the only thing I can say, really.
Yeah.
And if it's the chemistry that happens within a band.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, people see it and realize it and want a piece of it. Right. And I think you just have to keep going. It's like our song, Never Surrender.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what's so cool, and it's got to be so inspiring, so many mega huge bands that consider you guys as their influences, like Metallica, Megadeth, Dawkins, Skid Row, Motley Crue, all, you know, these big bands, all of them consider you a major influence for them. You know, I'm sure you've had lots of conversations with these guys, but, you know, laying your bed down at night, it's got to be a great feeling to know that those guys consider you as a major influence.
Yeah, it's great. It's nice of them to say, really, because, you know, a lot of bands don't say who their influences are, do they? Because, you know, they don't really want people to know. But I think you know, when bands come out and say, yeah, you know, Saxon influences, Motörhead influences, I think it's great, really, to be honest and tell people where your influences came from. I mean, these bands, you know, that were around in 1980, you know, starting out their careers, you know, they were really, really into the British heavy metal thing, you know, the new wave of British heavy metal, and they wanted it to have the same thing in America, really. They wanted a new wave of American metal. And, you know, I suppose in, you know, 1984, it happened for a lot of bands like, you know, like Metallica and Motley Crue and Poison and all those bands, you know, they all became quite big. So they had their own, thing, you know, which is what they wanted to do, I think.
Yeah,
so cool. You know, we talked about Paul retiring, but you still have Nigel Glocker behind on the kit, on the drums.
Yeah, no, still there, yeah.
How's that relationship going? And, you know, you guys been doing it for a while now together.
Yeah, great. I mean, Nigel's been in the band since 81. Nibs has been in the band since 94. So, you know, they're all been in the band. Doug's been in the band since, you know, I don't know, 96 or something, 97. So they've all been in the band quite a long time. I mean, obviously, Brian's the new guy.
Right.
But he's been around since 1977 as well. So, you know, he's not really a new guy. He's just new to us.
Sure.
But, you know, he's written some fantastic songs as well that Metallica did.
Yeah.
So, you know... and then Metallica in Saxon, they've got two massive influences. They've got the Saxon and they've got the Diamond Head, both in the same band. So, you know.
Well, we talked about Andy Sneap's production on your new album. Of course, he's done Judas Priest and Accept. Have you listened to those two albums, Judas Priest's new one and Accept's?
Yeah, I've listened to the Priest one. I haven't listened to the Accept one yet. I've been a bit busy. But, yeah, I like the Priest one. Priest one's good. Not as good as that one, obviously. But, yeah.
Right.
But, I like this one, and I like the last one. Yeah. I like Firepower as well. But I like the Invisible Shield. It's got some good tracks on there.
Yeah,
but you know, Priest and Saxon go well together. We have a big history.
Yes.
You know, the first tour we ever did in Europe was with Judas Priest in 1980. So you know, we have a big history with Priest as well. So you know, I think fans like it when we're together. You know, like
yeah,
because it's from the same. Although Priest were going, you know, quite a few years before we were. We're from the same breed, if you know what I mean. They're from the same place, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, Hellfire and Damnation is an amazing record. I love Madame Guillotine, Hellfire, Damnation, all great stuff, man. Supercharger, great stuff, man. And we're looking forward to seeing you on tour. And I hope you guys have a great time with Judas Priest when you go back out with them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Biff, we appreciate it. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, bud.
I was just saying, hopefully we can get back into the States in November and finish. I think we're off to Japan in November first, and then we're gonna skip back through and come back to America. That's the idea. So we're looking forward to that.
We're just gonna keep
pushing the new album, keep pushing, and see if we can get a breakthrough in America with it. That would be great. So we're gonna keep releasing singles and keep promoting the album, and hopefully, you know, we'll get as much support as possible. Really.
Absolutely. Well, we'll do our small part in helping you push it. It's a fantastic release. Everybody, please go out and pick up Hellfire and Damnation. It is out now. Go to saxon747.com for ordering information. You guys be safe out there on the road, Biff. Thank you so much for your time today. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, great. Thank you very much for the support. And we're looking forward to seeing everybody on the next 4 or 5 shows in Texas.
Yep. Yeah, sounds great. Texas will be there. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
Take
bye-bye.
Care. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Awesome.
Nice guy.
That was In and Out. Boom.
Yeah. We were told we had 25 minutes with him. We pushed it. We always kind of push it a little bit. My guy over here, he's the pusher. That's okay.
Yeah.
I'm the one that wants to keep it straight and narrow, and you push it.
Well, I think we got through most of all of our questions, so we just kind of...
You did. And that was... it's been a while since we've done a phone interview, but I think that was fine and dandy, and we do appreciate... We didn't expect a ton of people in here because it is Memorial Day and people are probably on the lake, but what we're excited about is I think there'll be a lot of views on the replay. So... Again, guys, it really helps us when you share the stream with your friends, put it on your page, share it to groups that might enjoy the interviews, and help us spread the word. That new Saxon release, I have to put this up one more time. It is so good. We were actually listening to it right before we went on the air, and man, I mean, it's solid. It's hard to describe, but...
You said one song, I guess it would be the Madame Guillotine song that you said sounded a lot like Avenged Sevenfold, the guitar work.
There were elements of it that just, and that's what I'm loving about what's going on with them right now, is it's still them, but Andy, and I don't, you know, I know Biff has a hand in producing as well, so them working together, it just has this really pristine, clean, modern production sound without losing their identity.
Yeah.
Because you know how it is when God love 80s bands in the 90s. They were trying so hard to reinvent themselves because they felt like they had to. I get it. I mean, I think we all did it. And it just didn't work for some of them, a lot of them. So sometimes you just have to stay true to who you are. I can't imagine a band like AC/DC venturing far away from who they are. To me, Saxon's the same way, but man, I think they're just getting better with time and age, and this new release is great, so you guys have to go get it.
Well, you know, there were times, especially out of the 80s and 90s, they kind of had to, you know, try to refine themselves and re what do they call it? Recreate yourself, or
like reinvent,
right?
yeah.
Reinvent yourself, you know,
yeah.
your image and your songs, and you know, times change on people,
yeah,
and so you don't know where you fit in here,
yeah.
and sometimes the things you choose that people just don't relate to, so.
And I think where people often make errors is they let an outside person come in and sort of dictate the new direction for you. And you know, when it's your baby, or you know, you and your bandmates' baby, and you can't let that happen. You can't let those outside fingers come in. Now, sometimes you have to let people come in and guide you in some ways, you know, to maybe help improve things. But if they're taking you in a direction that just doesn't feel right in here, you need to stay true to your stick to your guns, as they say.
Yeah. Well,
So.
great, man. Thank you guys again for sharing our stream and all your favorite groups, all your favorite pages, you know, tag some friends and all that good stuff. And as always, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're on Twitter, we are at TUL Music Stream. And of course, you know, all of our podcast platforms like Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon, Google's going away. But, you know, there's so many other podcasts. Just Google podcast Tulsa Music Stream and something will pop up there. I don't know exactly which one you guys use, if any, but you know, we'll should be on there. And as always, you can follow, friend us, whatever, on TikTok and Instagram.
So before we get out of here, we need to, of course, give shout outs to our sponsors, but it's going to be a really busy week for us. It's going to be a good one, though. If you guys have not yet picked up your tickets to this amazing show coming to the Venue Shrine this Friday, this is the Four Horsemen. It is a celebration of Metallica. They are a top-notch Metallica tribute band, and we are looking so forward to them bringing their show to the Venue Shrine here in Tulsa. We're going to open the show that night for them. The doors are at 7, show is at 8. Please go to stubwire.com today and pick up your tickets for what is going to be a killer show. Just $25. It doesn't cost much to get a great night of entertainment. So we'll see you out there this Friday at the Shrine. Thank you to our sponsor, DEB Concerts, Doug Burgess. He has a stage out at Rocklahoma, the DEB Concert Stage. Make sure you guys check it out when you're out there. Pick up your tickets to Rocklahoma. That's going to be a great time as well. We want to say thank you to our new sponsor, Pest Patrol. Matter of fact, he's coming out here tomorrow to give us a treatment, and we need it bad. The ants are crazy out there. For all your pest control needs, call Todd Brannon at 918-582-7378 or visit pestpatroltulsa.com. If you need plumbing needs, this is your hookup, Horizon Plumbing. Get a hold of those guys by calling 918-258-9100. I need to get them out here as well to fix something.
And Dax Anderson asks a question, says, is there any Tulsa Music Stream merch?
As a matter of fact, Dax, there is. If you can sit tight for just a couple more minutes, I'm going to tell you exactly how to get some. Thank you for asking. That's amazing. We want to give a thanks to our other sponsor, Sycamo Filmworks. If you have any video needs, please contact psychomo at gmail.com. He'll hook you up with a cool video for your band or your business. Same thing for these guys, except they do photography. If you need any pictures done for your high school senior, your band, your business, anything, these guys are your hookup. Shipmanphotos.com. It is your branding done right. This is our last month with Okie PC as a sponsor. Dustin, we thank you for your sponsorship. It's been a good ride. We wish you well. If you guys have any IT needs, get a hold of Dustin at 918-640-0892 or email dustin@okiepc.com. Now, Dax, here's the answer to your question. This is the guy that can hook you up with some Tulsa Music Stream merch. And the way that you can get it is if you go to the Tulsa Music Stream Facebook page, go to the top left, and you'll see a little website link. If you click on that, it's going to take you to our Tulsa Music Stream official online store. And you've got about four choices of shirts. There's a hoodie on there. You can pick one of those up. But the great thing about Todd is he's one of the best screen printers in town. So if you have any screen printing needs at all, call 918-521-5660 or email Todd at Identity Merch, and he'll hook you up. Scott, you already talked about our YouTube channel.
That's
you
right.
guys can see us there. Please do subscribe if you haven't yet. See us on Facebook, X, and Twitch.
We only need 10 more, man. 10,
yeah, man.
10 more on YouTube. If just go in there and hit subscribe, and maybe a month later you can unsubscribe if you don't like us.
But, let's don't do that. we need every one of you.
Yeah.
I need every one of you. Okay. Well, guys, we weren't going to be on long today because it is a holiday. So Dax, Benjamin, Terry, Wayne, Jute, all you guys who were in here, thank you so much for tuning in.
Benjamin Cutler.
Yeah, he's always in here. Thank you, Benjamin. Another great interview, great show. Thank you, buddy.
And Monty Humphrey. He's a...
Oliver Magnum.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad we got his question in. So good to see you guys on here with us. Go enjoy the rest of your holiday. Unfortunately, we're back to work tomorrow. So
cool.
Anyway,
back to swimming. There's a swimming pool out there, and I'm going to go swimming.
Are you jumping
again.
In your clothes right now?
I'm going to wear my Saxon shirt. I have a Saxon Speedo.
That's awesome.
All right.
Well, guys, we appreciate you so much. Have a great rest of your Memorial Day. We love you. We'll see you next time on Tulsa Music Stream.
You guys take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.